but I do see a lot of people with ADHD that really do struggle when they get this diagnosis to say, has this always been, is my whole personality just my ADHD? And I'm going to tell you, no, it's not. It's just not. Hey, yo, busy brain. Welcome to my podcast. I am Camden Hainsworth, ADHD advocate, coach, and member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Understanding my own ADHD diagnosis completely changed the course of my life for the better. Now it is my mission and joy to provide you with the tools to do the same. Join me weekly. Let's create real results that work with your neurodivergence and reflect a confident life of self-acceptance, growth, and satisfaction. Welcome to the Busy Brain Saint podcast. Let's get growing. Hello, you made it. My brain is busy and my heart is full. Today's episode is titled My Personality or ADHD? Have you ever wondered if your personality is a result of having an ADHD diagnosis? For many of us late diagnosed to ADHD, there will come a point where we start to feel like it's very muddied. Like, is my whole life a lie? Have I just been living my whole life as a diagnosis? And I make a little bit light of that, but it will actually send us into like this spiral of who am I really? Now that I understand that a lot of the things that I have done have been highly influenced because of my ADHD, which part of it was me as a human and which part of it was this deficiency or this dysregulation or this impulsive nature that often comes from an ADHD brain? You're not alone if you felt that way, and hopefully by the end of today, you'll get some peace out of it. There was a Harvard study that was done, and Craig Sermon, MD, he's an ADHD specialist at Harvard Medical School. He said, the bottom line for me is that you can have a whole range of personalities that have ADHD. And based upon what I have learned through my personal development journey, through my coaching journey, and through my ADHD late diagnosis, I think I agree with that statement. I have had consultations with hundreds of people by now. I've coached many different ADHDers from down, you know, young ages all the way up to older ages. And there isn't just one personality of ADHD. In fact, that's my whole point of having the ADHD directory was to play matchmaker so that we could match personality and values and the way that people navigate ADHD, the energy that they hold, so that there would be good matches. There hasn't just been one personality for each one of these areas. I had a really cool moment this morning. I was listening to a podcast and they mentioned just the word Renaissance. And I was taken back to a time, I was probably in middle school, when one of my really good friend's moms, who I'd been playing soccer with for a while, mentioned that her daughter, who was on my soccer team, wrote an essay about me. And the essay was to write about a Renaissance person. And she said, because I guess that term means like well-rounded type of idea. And so she wrote about me. She went to a completely different school and we were just on the same club soccer team. And I remember feeling really, just really grateful and surprised and humbled by that gesture that she did, that somehow I had stood out some way, that I grew up playing soccer and other sports, and I loved to skateboard, and I was in the choir, and I did dance, and I loved art, and, you know, so I really was very well-rounded, which many people with ADHD, you know, step out into because of why? Well, because of interest. We are interest-driven. We love novelty. We love new things. And for many of us, that means that we've tried a wide variety of different skills and talents. And many of us feel like we don't ever reach the expert level in those, but we do have a good feel for them, like different chapters in our life. And usually within that, there are common threads that continue out throughout our life. Maybe I've already mentioned this, but my friend just posted a couple weeks back, I put up a competition, a singer-songwriter competition I was a part of. It was just like a single night. I can't remember what they called it. But one of her comments was, how many lives have you had, Camden?
Like how many lives have you had? This is a completely different side of you I have never seen. And, you know, I'm not going to open mic nights now as a mom of four. It's just, it doesn't have my attention and it's not the chapter of my life that I'm doing those things on. But to that point, I think that getting my ADHD diagnosis has really helped me to refine that. You know, some of us could be lost in the fact of, oh, the only reason why I tried all those different things is because my ADHD brain wasn't ever satisfied. It was looking for the next dopamine hit, and novelty and newness is something that my brain really enjoyed. And as soon as it got frustrating, I would just move on to the next thing because that was more fun. And we could place the blame on ADHD in that, you know, occasion. And while there might be some truth to it, the personality is not the action. The personality is not the fact that we did a million different things. The personality is what's consistent. And in my opinion, I like to focus on good, what is good within each one of those things. So whether I was on a soccer field or I was on a stage or I was interacting on open mic nights or I was at the skate park, that the same type of Camden would show up in all of those places, and that all of those things were valid, even though the spectrum of activity may have been different. Hey ADHDer, if you are enjoying this episode, please be sure to press the plus button on Apple Podcasts or follow this podcast on whatever other platform you're using. Your reviews are so appreciated. It helps more people get to hear this podcast and therefore impact these incredible ADHD lives in a positive way. Thanks for being here. Back to the show. Let's think about this question in general. Is it my personality or ADHD? Is this question, and it can be different for every person, is this question that you're asking yourself, what is the result that you're trying to get with this? What is it that you're trying to navigate by asking this question? Are you trying to nullify your entire life? Or are you truly trying to find out what is ADHD that can be managed and who are you? So are you looking to feel bad about yourself, or are you looking to learn things about yourself? If you're looking to start to feel bad about yourself and feel like, oh, you've just been living this lie the whole time, I would invite you to just look for clues. ADHD is not going to go away. So look for clues as to who you have been in spite of your brain and also because of your brain. If we were able to strip away the time, you know, time blindness, maybe difficulty managing your finances, if we were able to strip down the multi-passionate nature of what you did and say that for, you know, you only chose one thing in your life, if we were able to take away like the highs and the high emotions and the low emotions, if we were able to take a look more so at how do you connect with people in general and what works well, if we were able to strip that all back to who you are, not how you get there or how you manage it, that's who you are. That's your personality, in my opinion. So we have introverts, we have extroverts, we have, you know, Enneagram 3s and Enneagram 1s. We have Leos and Scorpios. We have all the things, right? We have all the different personality types within an ADHD diagnosis. Maybe a personal example would be helpful with this. So I am a Leo. I am an Enneagram 3, which is the achiever. And I kind of have a lot of those leadership personality types, those achievement types that really drive me to get things done. And so for other people that are a little bit more, you know, they question, I'm not a really big questioner. They question more and they're more hesitant to get into action because of their personality type. They may look at me with ADHD and say, I don't think that you have ADHD. I think that you get too much accomplished to have ADHD. But the bottom line is my personality, it works pretty well in terms of getting things done when it comes to big, important things. Whereas someone else that has a different personality may not naturally value that as something that's important to them. They may value more being like contrary or asking hard questions or not, you know, leaping before they feel like someone's worth their time. And whereas I'm just like, all right, do whatever it takes to get the thing done. That those two different personalities, two different energies, can both have a diagnosed ADHD brain. A few weeks back, I was with some family and some new friends, people that I met, and I met a gentleman who's a quadriplegic. And through a conversation, his mind is totally sound. It's totally, I don't know if he's neurotypical, but he's highly functional, very normal functioning in his mind. And so we were having a conversation and we found out that we were both born in the same year, 1983. And so I was like, no way, we're both 1983. And I said, air high five. And I put my hand up and like went, psh, you know, realizing in that moment, he's a quadriplegic. He can't air high five me, but he kind of gave me a nod. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. I didn't think a thing about it except for that was very impulsive, but it was based upon my personality, who is just light and genuine and wants to connect with people and looks, you know, past sometimes these obvious situations of not being able to high five somebody that doesn't have use of their limbs. And I can laugh about that. I just read Dr. Barclay's book. I've mentioned it a couple times on this podcast. And one of his rules that you may or may not appreciate, but one of his rules is to laugh it off. And I think of that moment, and it could have been a lot worse in other situations. But I think of that moment, I said, my personality is a connector. In my human design, it says that I do connection. And I was looking to connect with that person. And I can tell that there was probably an element of ADHD that said, oh, let's not have a filter on this sentiment of doing an air high five to a quadriplegic. Like, I understand that if probably I had a filter, I probably would have just been like, that's amazing. So cool. Like, how fun that we have the same birth year. However, at the same time, the value behind doing air high five or just saying how cool was for connection. And that is a part of my personality. That is something that I honor. So we can either get caught up in these types of moments of pointing out every single ADHD thing that we do, or we can start to focus on what kind of person do I want to become? And it might look a little bit different as I'm navigating ADHD and becoming more of that person, but that doesn't mean that I am becoming a completely different human. So what lights you up? Okay, that's going to be the question. I have multiple people in my life who have ADHD. All of us, to a degree, enjoy some form of creativity. I think that with creativity, there's newness. And there's a versatile way to create. And in the creation process, there's a lot of dopamine. There's a lot of novelty. There's a lot of change. But the way that we go about our creativity is also very different from person to person. And that's where we can get clear on our personality. Even if we were doing the exact, let's say it was a paint night, okay? Even if we were doing the exact same paint night together, the personalities that we would have while we were doing those paint nights would be completely different. Some of us might approach it in a more like impulsive, spontaneous way, and yet we could be happy and boisterous. And another person could also approach it in a spontaneous way, an impulsive way, and they could be really cynical. And negative about the process. Another person could maybe take their time and really pay attention to the details. And they could be very intense and introverted and in their body during that time, while another person is intense and taking their time and really detail-oriented, but they're more on this perfectionist needing for it to look exactly like the teacher's version of the painting. And that was, you know, their view or their personality, with the same type of scenario. Sometimes we have learned personalities. Other times we have developed personalities. Sometimes we like the results that we get because of our out of box programming and our personalities. And other times we're like, I don't really feel my best, even though that's my out of box programming. So I'm going to go ahead and try and shift that. And so we change different parts of ourselves to improve. And all of those are completely valid parts of who we are. If you've ever met someone who was one way in middle school and high school, and then you meet them 20 years later and you're like, oh my goodness, you're so much nicer than you were back then. People can change. People can evolve. But at the same time, we meet them and we're like, oh, I remember you being fun. I remember you loving to be around people. I remember you being social. It's just that when you were in high school, middle school, you bullied people and you made fun of people in order to be social. And now you connect with people and you hold space for them and you're a good listener. And the personality trait comes through regardless. Also, curiously, I would think back upon those bullies and how many of them maybe had ADHD or had something that they were struggling with that they didn't know how to manage back then with an underdeveloped brain, with not having the tools in their toolbox, with trying to navigate being a teenager with all the hormones. And now maybe that they've grown up and they've matured, they have more self-awareness. Now the personality is coming through and they're able to manage it. And they're able to create some kind of filter, whether that's through medication or coaching or just self-awareness. They're able to create that filter and realize, you know, I didn't really like the results that I got long-term in high school by bullying people. So now I'm going to use my desire to be social in order to have lasting friendships and to make a positive impact on people's lives. Hopefully that you're starting to see this. This isn't going to be groundbreaking, but I do see a lot of people with ADHD that really do struggle when they get this diagnosis to say, has this always been, is my whole personality just my ADHD? And I'm going to tell you, no, it's not. It's just not. I'm considering going to a retreat right now. And I was just talking with the person in charge, a Marco Polo. And as I was verbally processing, which is one of my personality traits, I recognized that a lot of the stress that I was feeling is because of the judgment that I had for myself or how other people would judge me having to manage my ADHD. The way that I want to show up is in an open way. I want to be able to give people my time and my attention. I value being able to sit and to really listen intensely, to be respectful to all people. I value hearing different perspectives. I can appreciate people that think differently than me. I also really love to connect with people that think the same as me. And all of that is very energy sucking in many ways, especially if it's with a lot of people that I don't know, that I don't feel safe around yet. It takes a lot out of me. And at these retreats, oftentimes people are up to like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And my husband and I go to bed between 9 and 10 at night. And in order to be my best self, I have to go to bed early and I wake up early and I walk and I have time for meditation and prayer and scripture study. And I make sure I get good nutrition into my body and I have some time that's quiet and alone. And I also have to have some downtime. And when I'm around people, I feel this responsibility to engage and to connect and to show up for people that way. That's my personality. That's something that I value. That's how I want people to see me because it is who I am. But now with my ADHD, I recognize that I can't do that for 4 days in a row on 3 hours of sleep each day. There's no way I can do that. And I'll just add in, you know, almost 40 years old. So while my personality honors all those values, if I didn't honor my ADHD, I would send myself to burnout and I'd end up crying in my bedroom because I just felt so overwhelmed, so overstimulated, and my brain would be so, so tired. So sometimes our ADHD has to be looked at in order for us to be able to be true and authentic to our personalities. I would say most of the time, it's a really good idea to look at our ADHD that way. You are not your ADHD. However, you are highly impacted by this. And I would suggest that the more that you start to understand how your ADHD symptoms show up in your life consistently, how they come up and create results in your life that you don't really like, that the easier it's going to be to get to know yourself, the more that you adjust for your ADHD brain. if I go to this retreat and I go there not honoring what I know about my ADHD brain, I will think that my personality is someone who poops out, who can't connect with people, who doesn't care, who is all about themselves and like pity party. Like that's what I'm going to think my ADHD person, my personality is. When in actuality, my personality is beautiful. My personality is all about connection and love. And in order to show up as that person, I have to make sure that I am advocating for myself. In order for you to get to know you, I'm suggesting that you get to know your brain. As you get to know your ADHD brain, you are pulling back the curtain to who you truly are. As you advocate for all the things that you need, you are now able to access the higher level of yourself that's been clouded and muddied because of the challenges that we have to navigate with an ADHD brain. You are awesome. I cannot wait for you to get to know yourself even more. In my belief, you are a child of the most incredible, loving, and caring God. And I believe those same attributes live in each one of us, just like our own children carry a part of us. Your value is eternal. ADHD is a part of your journey. And in understanding that very present part in your life, you will be able to unlock so much more of what is behind those struggles. Please remember how much I love you, and I am always cheering you on. Thanks for listening to the Busy Brain Saint podcast. So glad that you're here. If you are interested in more information about ADHD coaching, head over to Instagram and follow me at Camden_ADHD. My company is called the ADHD Directory. Or if you're also interested in following along with more Latter-day Saint ADHD material, you can follow me at the Busy Brain Saint on Instagram. Thanks so much for being here, and I hope I get to meet you soon. Take care.